Welcome to our listener podcast series, introducing you to our councillors and council candidates for the upcoming local government election. And we welcome this time Councillor Melissa Taylor. Good morning.
Morning, Lee. How are you?
Very well. Now, we get into five questions, 2 minutes per question to answer, and then a final 2 minutes just to wrap up anything that you would like to add. Our first question, as we've asked with everybody, why are you running for a seat on council and what do you bring to the table?
Lee, well, local government is something I've always wanted to be involved with from a very young age. My grandfather and father have showed me this amazing legacy of community involvement and giving back to the community. Our business, Taylor's Removals, was 105 years old last year, and you know, that the community has supported us for 105 years, and I just want to give back to the community using the skills and talents that I have, because to me, one of my core values is it's personal, and it's very personal to me to give back to our community in any way, that shape or form that we can, and this is for me the best way that I can.
Our second question: what do you see as the number one issue facing the Toowoomba region right now?
I think the biggest issue at the moment, and there's only 1 week to go, is the election. And it's really getting the right people around the table, because that's what our community deserves. Our community deserves the best people around that table in a democratic process that are going to debate and bring issues to the table that we will be able to debate and talk and make long-term decisions, well, decisions for, you know, 12 months down the track, but then intergenerational decisions for, you know, we're talking about water security, we're talking about financial stability and sustainability, we're talking about environmental sustainability and our planning scheme and how does development and developments and environmental sustainability affect generations to come. So these are the issues that we're talking about around the table and making decisions for generations to come. We want to make our region the best that it can and be as prosperous as it can going forward. We've got the most beautiful community from border to border, from Yarraman to Millmerran to Clifton to Oakey to Toowoomba CBD, and our community deserves the best that they can. And so for me, the biggest issue at the moment is getting those right people around the table, but also those other things that I was talking about, financial sustainability and ensuring that we have a council that can still offer the services that we need to offer our community.
Our third question: what opportunities do you see for the Toowoomba region over the next 4 years?
Oh, there's so many opportunities for our region, and I think some of the big ones are, you know, there's agritourism, there's tourism for our region as a whole, and you know, you only have to see the 9,000 families that came, you know, went out to Wellcamp just recently, and what that brought to our region and also our community of Toowoomba, and with that comes the opportunity for our small businesses within our region to prosper. We've got overnight stays in hotels. We've got, look at all the new bars and wine bars that are actually popping up in Toowoomba, and incredible diversity of food. You know, we've got Korean, and I hear there's Greek coming, and you know, we've got great opportunities for our community to get together, and I think by increasing our tourism to our region, that's a really big opportunity for our small businesses to flourish. But there's also opportunities for our region from water security. If we get water security right, then that actually brings economic development to our region, which again helps our small businesses. And our small businesses are 90+% or make up 90+% of businesses in our region, and they are the lifeblood of our region. So it's really important that we give that support to our small businesses so that families in our region can put food on the table, put roofs over their heads, and really drive our region to make it the best that it possibly can be.
It is a large region, but Toowoomba is more than just the Garden City. So how do you go about representing the greater region?
Well, if anyone knows my socials and they're lucky enough to follow me, you can tell that I actually am a councillor of the region. Every week, or just about every week, I put out a post on a Sunday night or a Monday morning, and it says where you'll find me this week. And I think it's really important for the community to know that their councillors are out in the region and really representing the region as a whole. And yes, I was actually born in Toowoomba, born and bred, went away for a little bit and got some great experience and came back. But just because I live in Toowoomba doesn't mean to say I don't represent the region as a whole. And every week I am somewhere in the region, and not just Monday to Friday. So also my website will show you photos of me planting trees and meeting small businesses and talking to manufacturers in our region, and not just on the outskirts of Toowoomba or the CBD, but actually out in the region.
Our fifth question, and it's going to be a big issue for the council once all of this is done. Would you support raising rates to help pay for the inevitable dam upgrade at Cressbrook?
Oh, can I say this dam? It's a tough one for our region, and you know, legislatively we have to do this, and it is the greatest impost on our community because it will actually put other projects that are vital for our region on the back burner for some time. So it's a really difficult one, but I think our role as council is to advocate. I mean, we've got our responsibility to represent our community, but our other really big responsibility is to advocate for our region. And we need to build relationships with our state and federal counterparts. They're the ones with the deep pockets. And we as a council have to advocate on behalf of our region. Now, I know a lot of at the forums, we're hearing a lot about, well, the state are responsible for this and the feds are responsible for that. And yes, there's a lot that they're responsible for, but we need to build relationships. Local, state and federal need to work together as a unified organisation to help our community. And $270 million is a huge impost on our community. And unfortunately, it is what we have to face. We have made allowances in our budget, and so if state and fed don't come to the party, but I am not prepared to sit on my hands and just let it happen. Just because we have allowance in our budget doesn't mean to say that we can't be out there in every breath that we can draw, speaking to our state counterparts, talking to our federal counterparts. This is part of local disaster management. It's not just about water. It's disaster management. So it's not just about water funding. It's about disaster management and looking at different funds and different buckets of money that we can draw on.
And just finally, anything else that you would like to add so that you would like voters to know about you, your platform or the region?
Well, I'm Melissa Taylor, number 11 on the ballot, just out of that 10, unfortunately. But for me, one of the big things that we really need to advocate for is more public transport. Public transport is vital for our community. You know, we're talking about legacy of Olympic Games. Well, I've actually sat in the chamber and said that the biggest legacy that this state government can leave our community if they decide to build a stadium here is public transport. We actually need to flip it on its head the way that the Department of Main Roads is looking at this. They look at it at the moment and say, well, there's not enough demand. I'm not normally a build it and they will come kind of girl, but in this we actually do need to build it and they will come. We need to look at it, what it can actually do for our community, not just for the youth to come in from Oakey and Pittsworth and Crow's Nest to be able to attend TAFE or community organisations or community hubs and to get them more involved in our community, but for our more vulnerable people in our community that need to come into medical appointments or just to be part of the community of Toowoomba and come in for a day to go shopping and meet their friends. From a social perspective, it's really important. Also from an environmental perspective, it's really important that we have less cars in our city that are sitting at traffic lights. Don't even start me on traffic lights with the three motions that I've put forward in the term trying to get an audit on our traffic lights, because we don't seem to have the seamless ability to travel down Ruthven Street without stop, start, and stopping at traffic lights. So the need for public transport to get cars out of our city is really important, and it's also important for the social fabric of our community.
Councillor Melissa Taylor, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lee.